Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Tuesday night health and education, health and wellness call. Want to first of all make sure that everyone can hear me all right. Chris, can you hear me okay?
I can. You sound pretty clear to me. No echo from my side, and everything sounds good on my side.
Good. Well, that's what we wanted. We're trying to make sure that we do have clarity. We've done a few calls where there's been some echoing, and the good thing is we're getting more and more callers each one of these calls that we do, and folks, we're humbled at the number of people that that do listen in, and some people we can see, we get a report afterwards. Some people will be on the call from 5 minutes before all the way up until well after it. Other people will come on for 10 or 15 minutes and listen and come in and out. Whatever fits your schedule, we're just honored that you would take time to come to the call and allow us to share not only the information that that we have gathered and that we have prepared to share, but we always have guests on, and that's part of what Core Health Products is all about, folks, is not saying that we have all the answers, because we don't, but we do feel that we have enough influence and enough good contacts and experts in the industry that it's our responsibility to bring those experts to these kinds of calls and allow them to share that information with you, so that you can take from it what you will, and hopefully it will improve your life. Now, saying that, I think it's a good time that I share with you that my name is Shan Stratton, the owner of Core Health Products, which Core Health Products hosts this call every other Tuesday night, and adds an attempt to continue to further the education for people that that do come on these calls and listen to these calls. It's part of our mission statement. And I want to read that mission statement to you as we sit here, because it truly is what defines us as a company. And that mission statement reads, to enhance and enrich the quality of life for millions of people worldwide by providing the products, the services, and the education needed for true alkaline living. And that third point, the education, is so important. And I know that I learn each and every time that we do these calls, not necessarily on the call, but as I prepare for these calls and as I work with the other guests that we have on these calls, I continually learn new things to share, and new protocols, and new ways of looking at things, new ways of improving or enhancing our quality of life. And so that's really part of why we do this call every other Tuesday night, is not to just simply market or talk about Core Health Products, but as importantly, to share principles that will help people like you that log on to these calls improve your quality of life. So again, I thank you all for being on our call tonight. We've had calls on just about everything imaginable. The call tonight is titled Survive and Thrive Through the Holidays. Often we hear people or companies talk about, you know, here's how you make it through the holidays without gaining weight or without throwing your diet out the window or whatever the case may be. But we truly believe that you don't have to just survive, but you can actually thrive. You can still improve your quality of health through the holiday season. And so that's some of the things that we want to bring to you tonight, is don't just settle for saying, well, if I can just maintain through the holidays, I'm going to be happy. We want you to get through the holidays saying, man, I am healthier now than I have been, and I'm going to go into 2014 with a great goal in mind, and I'm going to continue to improve the quality of my life and the life of my family members or those that I'm responsible for. So as a welcome to the call for everybody, we have callers calling in more and more from internationally. We have a lot of followers from other countries. I welcome you to the call. I welcome anybody and everybody from all walks of life. It's a lot of fun to see people coming on these calls and then the emails that we get afterwards from people. So with that, let me introduce to you the expert that we have on the call tonight. someone that I had great respect for. I was able to meet about three, four years ago, in Las Vegas. And this is somebody that quickly became a good friend of mine. But then once I found what her credentials were and how influential she was and is today, it's such an honor to have her very involved with Core Health Products and be working with us on a lot of different projects. But Ashley McTucker is who will be on the call tonight, and Ashley is a certified personal trainer. She specializes in functional training for sports and athletics. She also specializes in nutritional counseling, which I've had some great conversations with her, and listening and collaborating with her, we've just come a long ways with a lot of our protocols and programs. She's also a fitness expert herself. She not only talks the talk, but she walks the walk. She's a fitness model, where I know that she's participated in various different photo shoots and grand openings. I know that she's been asked to appear at a lot of grand openings at gyms and fitness centers and things like that. And then to add to all that, folks, she writes for our newsletter, for our magazine. We have a Core Health magazine that she has a series of blogs, and she also has done various independent blogs that fit right into what we do. So this is someone that lives each and every day all those principles that Core Health Product stands for and that we teach, and it's my honor to welcome to the call Ashley McTucker. So Ashley, can you hear me okay?
I can absolutely hear you okay. Hi, Sam. It's nice to hear from you.
Well, you as well. I know our schedules are so crazy, and you're doing so much of just so many great things out there to help people and promote health and wellness and well-being. And I just appreciate you taking time to be on our call tonight, and I also very much appreciate the blog, the information that you've written for so many of the things we've done.
Yeah, it's an honor to be on these calls. You know, I represent Core Health to the fullest and everything that you stand for. And I've learned so much about enzymes and utilization versus consumption and, you know, getting the proper fuel for your body and whatnot. And all I want to do is just share that with everybody. And, you know, one of the first things that I tell people when it comes to, like, holiday seasons and stuff like that is this wasn't born yesterday. We've known about this, is that 364 days to prepare for whatever it is. Once the holiday hits and the next day ends, boom, you know, you're getting ready for it. You got people who want to make goals for 2014, and the sad part about that is they'll make those goals and they fall off about 2 weeks into January, and it really sad because they just don't feel that they have the motivation or what they need to, you know, get through it and actually achieve some goals. And that's what I like to do. I love to share what I can on my social media sites or, you know, on the phone or via email, whatever it is, people have questions, I'm ready to answer them. So, you know, with that said, I'll go ahead and just get into, you know, a few holiday tips that I give people, that I talk to people all the time about. And the first one that I have is drinking water at least 20 minutes before meals, and keep one with you the entire time, or keep some hot tea in your hand. You can't go wrong if you step away from all the food buffets that are around there and you're just carrying on a conversation and you have some water or a hot tea in your hand. You'll find yourself drinking that more than, you know, giving into all the food that's sitting around. I find that that's very important. You know, not only does that help with, you know, making you full, but it also keeps you hydrated and you stay away from more of the beverages that you shouldn't really be consuming. Raw veggies are huge. A lot of people always have the vegetable trays out there, and they'll have them with ranch and blue cheese or dipping or, you know, whatever it may be. But, you know, loading up on things like that before you actually indulge in the snacks and the hors d'oeuvres that are around can actually help fill you up as well because of the fiber content in raw veggies. I'm more inclined to eat red cabbage and broccoli and celery and, you know, snap peas and soapies and things like that. Opposed to carrots and stuff. I try to stay away from, you know, sugared vegetables. I'm not a huge fan. That's another story. But, you know, and another thing is, say that is, what's that, Sam?
I was just going to say, let's point out, when you're talking about vegetables and stuff like that as doing them before the meals, part of the reason that it's important or good to do that is because so many of the vegetables, especially your leafy vegetables and your fruits, are so high in water content and, as you said, fiber, that it gives that full sensation, so you don't eat as much during the meals and everything else like that. So that water content, as you said, first and foremost, drinking water all the time and then eating those vegetables that have high water content, you're furthering that goal that was your first point, which is the water.
Right, right. And not only that, but I find that a lot of people, you know, if they can't get the core health products and get the digestive health and get the core health back and whatnot, is that those raw veggies and raw fruits and whatnot, those have the enzymes that your body's looking for, you know, and those can be the catalyst to deliver the nutrients that your body actually needs, you know, as you teach. And that's just really important to me. I find myself, when I'm making my food, I mean, you'd be appalled at how big my bowls of food are. Very, very, very little lean meat. And my veggie is just, I do, it's like a stir fry, and I just load up on veggies, and people look at me like, how in the world are you eating that? But it keeps me full, and, you know, I'm benefiting from it. Most of those veggies make it to my mouth before I can even blanch them. I'm a sucker for raw veggies. I just love them. So, and, you know, a lot of people they can't stand veggies. That's fine. Another suggestion would be, you know, make a protein berry smoothie or something. You know, I use water or unsweetened almond milk or something that's healthier than, you know, your milk and other kinds of stuff that you want to blend up, like orange juices. And you really have to be careful and look at the labels of what you're using. You know, there's so much information that is out there and available to people to research. Google is a huge tool. And there's many, many, many articles that come up on all the sugars that are bad for you versus good for you, et cetera, et cetera, and juices, and don't eat this and don't drink that. You can boil it down, you know, and find simple articles that will explain and make sense. And even so, you know, I'm always available to answer any questions people may have. They can find me on my social media pages. They can find me through you guys, etc. And also, another thing is, you know, brushing your teeth beforehand. And I'm going to get into that because a lot of people keep gum in their purse, in their pocket. I used to be one of them. I used to have 10 packs of gum in my purse at a time. It was ridiculous. I had all the latest and greatest. I thought it was dandy because I was trying to either keep a craving away or I was waiting for another meal because I was hungry, and gum would help me. The problem with gum is that there's a couple reasons. It triggers the brain into believing there's food that's going to be digested. And so it starts sending signals to your stomach and your pancreas and stuff like that and other organs that are involved in your digestion process, and it started to prepare for the food to be digested, but there's no food. There's nothing there. So it's a waste of important enzymes. You know, your salivary glands and pancreas, they'll begin to emit enzymes, obviously, which are necessary to digest the food and absorb the nutrients, and there's no food there. So constant emission of those enzymes over time will deplete the enzymes, and this process can slow down. If you're not breaking down absorbing food properly over time, you will get disease because the body needs nutrients to rebuild and thrive. That's how we survive. You know, and a lot of people miss that point. And gum is one of the most toxic things you can put in your body. If somebody said, here's a tire, chew on it, I think you'd pass. And you can actually read the ingredients that are in gum. And so I don't advocate chewing gum. You can find healthy alternative gums out there, you know, at Whole Foods, as Liz mentioned, there's free and stuff like that. But in all honesty, I just do not advocate chewing gum. I don't. And I broke away from that, and I am happier and healthier, and I feel much better about not putting tires in my mouth and chewing on them. You know, and when it comes down to it, you know, choose lean meats and stuff. Like if they have, you know, a turkey and cheese tray, a lot of people miss that cheese and butter and stuff is actually healthy fat. Those are okay in moderation. And when you're pairing those with protein, it's easier digested and it slows down the digestion of food, which keeps your body fed longer, and it keeps you from craving more food. It keeps you feeling full. Those are good macronutrients to pair together. Proteins and healthy fats, you know, almonds, nuts, anything like that, cheeses, butters. But when you're loading up on all the carbohydrates and breads and candies and stuff like that before the actual meal, you're just doing a world of damage to your body. So, you know, and the digestive enzymes, like I said, if you're not, if you don't have the core health or you don't have any, you know, a multivitamin, I, of course, I cannot bring myself to advocate anything else. I am just a, I am a sucker for sticking by core health because I know how well it works. I know what it's done for me over the years of using it. And, you know, the raw veggies and the fruits that are alive and thriving can help you get those digestive and metabolic enzymes. They're very, very important. Me, I personally plan this. I plan ahead. I make sure that I have a pre-planned cheat day. Since I know this holiday is coming, I go, okay, I am going to follow my meal plan, and I'm going to do my normal workouts, and I'm going to push myself to, you know, what I can do. And by the time that holiday rolls around and I'm ready to enjoy a nice meal with my family and friends and have a dessert, then I feel like I've earned it, and I know that I worked very hard to get to that point. And what happens is you're eating very healthy, and you don't have cheat meals all the time, and you do that once a week, you are replenishing your glycogen stores. And the glycogen is the energy that your body uses to get you through workouts, or it, you know, it gets you through the day. It keeps you thriving on energy. You know, when you lose that glycogen through the week from dieting or healthy eating or whatnot, your calories are low. It has to be replenished, otherwise your body stops burning fat at an optimum rate. So when you have a refeed or a cheat meal, and you don't need to do it all day, you can have healthy meals all the way up until the meal at your Christmas party or your get-together or whatever it is, that cheat meal is actually going to benefit you, replenish your glycogen stores, and what you can do is you can, the next day, you can get a workout in. You can get a really good workout in and use that extra glycogen in the gym and burn it off so it's not stored as fat in your body. You know, and a lot of people think that running for long periods of time or, you know, getting on the elliptical or whatever it is in the gym is going to burn your fat, is going to burn your, you know, your calories from the night before or whatever it was. That's not how you do it. Long periods of drawn-out chronic cardio actually burns more muscle than fat any day of the week. Your best bet is interval training like Tabata or HIIT training. And there's two variations with Tabata and HIIT. HIIT has about three to four different ratios you can choose from. I use the 15-45 split, which is I warm up for about 3 minutes, and then I go all out as fast as I can on the Stairmaster or a spin bike, or I use my Bulgarian bag because I love functional training. And for 15 seconds, I'm giving it my all. I repeat that 11 to 15 times, and then once I'm done, it's only 20 minutes. Your body is burning fat at a steady rate over the next 2 days. So for 48 hours at a steady rate, you're burning fat, not calories, you're burning fat. And the difference with Tabata is that Tabata is only 8 intervals, it's only 4 minutes long, and you're burning more fat with Tabata because it's more intense than it should be, but the intervals are 20 seconds of as fast as you can go or as much as you can give an exercise with 10 seconds of complete stopping rest. And you repeat that, you know, 6 more times and you're done with a Tabata session. If your warm-up is 5 minutes, you've got a 9-minute workout. And any workout like that is going to stress the body, but it won't be stressful to you because you'll have the time to do it. You'll find the time. You'll make it happen. And if you have a goal and you write it down and, you know, you want to enjoy your holiday season and stuff, you're going to make these things happen. You're going to pre-plan. My ultimate suggestion is weight training. And you don't need to be in the gym for 2 hours, you know, and it's like my boyfriend says, you don't have to marry the place. You know, you can get in there for 30 minutes and get a really good weight training session in, and there's tons of videos like at bodybuilding.com that show you, you know, good weight training sessions that really last only 30 minutes long. Some are 20 minutes. I can blast shoulders in 20 minutes, and when you're breaking down a muscle like that, your body's using the glycogen to replenish your body and help build the muscle back up, and when you're doing that, when you're breaking down the muscle, when it starts to repair itself, it's actually burning fat. It's just a cycle, and a lot of women are so scared to pick up weight. But fat is bulky. Muscle is not. you have to be eating an extreme amount of calories in order to gain the muscle that you see on these bodybuilders and powerlifters and stuff like that. It just doesn't work that way for women. We do not have the testosterone that men have that get us to that stage. So for me, I pre-plan, but, you know, with Tabata and HIIT, those intervals, a 30-minute weight training session, hiking, which requires your own body weight to get you through the rugged terrain, swimming, it's wintertime, but if you have access to an indoor pool or something like that, even just swimming, just get out there and use your body. You know, this is all something that is very, very easy to do. You just have to apply it. One of my favorite sayings is knowledge is power, but the only way it's power is if it's applied. So knowledge is power when it's applied. And that's basically what I tell everybody, to prepare not only for holidays, but this is a lifestyle. Don't abuse your body. You only get one body. Make it healthy. Feel good. People have no idea that their body was designed to feel so good. And I wake up and I look forward to my morning session. I do what's called fasted cardio. And this would probably be the simplest, easiest thing for people to apply. Is you do this on an empty stomach and keep your heart rate at a steady rate. You can use a treadmill, an elliptical, a spin bike, a rowing machine, whatever it is, as long as your heart rate's not going up and down, it stays between 95 and 115 beats per minute, no lower and no higher, and you can check that manually. You can count your heart manually for 15 seconds or time it, and then you multiply that by 4, or you can count it for the entire minute and make sure that you've got your heart rate where it needs to be. And you do that for 30 to 60 minutes on an empty stomach. It's just light cardio, and you're burning fat for an hour afterwards. You know, for those people who can't get in, you know, a later routine. What it does is you've been in starvation mode, so light cardio uses the fat that you stored overnight while your body was in starvation mode to actually supply the energy that you need to make it through. And it's so light. I mean, you can drink green tea while you're doing it, or water. You can drink coffee if you're a coffee drinker. And, you know, there's just all kinds of things you can do. So those are my tips, basically, for getting you through the holiday season, getting you through, you know, a lifestyle. You got to start applying it. And enjoy yourself, too. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. You know, plan ahead.
Well, I love all of those tips, Ashley. Those are I mean, they're just, as you said, there are so many different ways that you can do it. And I think that if everyone will just break it down into the simple fact that, you know, most of the time that through the holidays there may be some things consumed that you wouldn't typically consume at other times. Since you know that is going to be the case, look at some of the most simple tips that Ashley talked about, the drinking water. Now, I know that many of you on the call, you already do drink a lot of water, and most everybody on the call, if not everybody, understands that we advocate alkaline, ionized water. Kangen water is what you should be drinking at all times. But there was something that I wanted to share specifically for this call, Ashley, and that is that I learned that if you are waiting until you are thirsty, you are way too late. You've already gone way down that dehydration path. When your body gets to that point of true beginning dehydration, it triggers a mechanism that causes you to say, oh, I'm thirsty. Ironically, that is part of the same system that triggers hunger pains. So if you will keep that thirst quenched, it will also keep that demand or desire for food limited. So, man, that was probably, to me, the biggest tip that I got that I know I'm going to use this holiday season is I'm just going to drink the whole time through and see how that helps me. So.
Yeah, it absolutely works, Dan. You know, a real quick tip for people. If you're on an empty stomach and you're drinking cold water, it's actually really good for your metabolism. But any other time during the day you've been eating and stuff like that, room temperature truly is the best. I drink nothing but Kangen water. I make all my teas and my BCAAs with Kangen water, everything. So, you know, and my first liter goes down in 22 seconds at 4 in the morning. My second liter is done by 5:45 in the morning, 20 minutes before breakfast. And between that time during my morning cardio session, I'm drinking hot detox tea with green tea. So it's really that important for you because tea dehydrates you. So you want to make sure you're drinking them separately. You give it enough time to get through your body as well. Don't drink water and then immediately follow it with tea or coffee because that doesn't actually benefit your body either. You need to let the water process through your body before you start drinking other things.
Yeah, and they typically say 20 to 30 minutes. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Okay. That's what I try and do. The other thing that you talked about is the vegetables and things like that before the quote unquote big meal. Most people will have a Christmas dinner or New Year's or a combination of multiple dinners throughout the holidays. Typically, at those meals beforehand, as you're preparing those meals or as others are preparing them, there typically will be some sort of maybe some carrot sticks or some celery sticks or, whatever the case may be. Snack on a few of those things as early as you can before that meal begins. I know one of the things that we now have available for people is the greens. And that would be our powdered greens. We have 14 different alkalizing vegetables. That would be a great something to do with some good alkaline water, good Kangen water, a teaspoon of the greens. That is something that can be done very quickly, and you've got that fiber in your stomach. You've got a good nutritional value in your stomach. So again, that big desire to eat a lot of food can at least be diminished a little bit. We don't want to take it away because, man, it's that time of season where we should be enjoying family and company and eating and all those things, but there are some things we can do that will allow us to limit those. Let's, real quickly, Ashley, let's talk also about, you hit on the fitness tips and things like that to really just find some time through the holidays to do something. If you're committed as much as Ashley is, you're going to get your workouts in. You might miss Christmas Day or New Year's Day or whatever, but those workouts can get in. But those that might not be that committed, go for a walk with your significant other. There's a lot of things you can do there. Walk around the house. Maybe it's too cold to go outside. It's easy for me to say I'm out here in Arizona. So you can do things in the house. Just do some sort of activity. Ashley, let's touch very briefly on the thriving portion of the holidays, and we can do that with the Core Health Pack. The Core Health Pack is, as many of you know on the call, that is our flagship product. Our Core Health Pack provides you in three capsules, one packet. Provide you with all the daily needed vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and probiotics, prebiotics, digestive enzymes, some very specific digestive herbs. That Core Health Pack can and should be taken all throughout the holidays, not only to replenish and provide good nutrients, but in my opinion, more importantly, to break those foods down that you're consuming that you might not otherwise eat, even if they're foods that aren't necessarily unhealthy, but if they're foods that aren't commonly consumed by you, the enzymes that are needed to break those nutrients down before it gets lower down that GI tract. Many of you have heard me say it before. When an undigested food gets to a certain point in the GI tract, the body robs enzymes, and one of the first group of enzymes that are robbed are your metabolic enzymes. So that's why we see a reduction in metabolism over the holiday season, is because so many foods are consumed that robs from that metabolic system. So don't let it rob from your metabolism. At a minimum, if you're going to eat those foods, make sure that we digest, break those foods down so that it doesn't trigger that robbing of those metabolic enzymes. Anything to add to that, Ashley?
Well, enzymes are your body's workers. They're responsible for constructing and synthesizing and carrying and basically dispensing. They're delivering all the nutrients to your body, and they're eliminating a lot of ingredients and chemicals that our body uses on a daily basis. So, as much as we make enzymes when we're, as you've taught before, when we're cooking things, we're killing all the enzymes that are in the food. And, you know, I take my Core Health back in the morning with my breakfast, and I drink it with my dinner at nighttime as well. And I cannot tell if I'm using those, and I haven't run out in a very long time, mind you, but my body can tell the difference when I am not using the Core Health packet with my food. I feel just a little more run down. I don't feel like my body's utilizing the nutrients the way it could, and it just makes me feel better, and I want those nutrients to be utilized. I don't want to just consume the food. There's a reason that we eat, and it's so that our body can be fed. Well, the only way it can be fed is through enzyme delivery system, and that's provided through the meds in the Core Health product. You know, they're very important, and they're most important in the air you breathe and the water you drink and the food you eat, is because they're required for your body to function properly. You know, without enzymes, we wouldn't be able to breathe, swallow, drink, eat, you know, digest our food, and we have to have help from the enzymes. And so those Core Health, the digestive and the Core Health pack, I mean, all of them, to be honest with you, but those two, when it comes to utilizing food, are the most important to me.
Well, I wish I would have looked up the study, and I'm just now thinking about it, or I would have gotten you all the stats on it, but there was a study conducted of taking an individual, and when certain foods are introduced into the diet, the white blood cell count, it just skyrockets, and that is primarily your meat. And it didn't say that it was just red meat. Meat in general, protein from a meat source in general, caused that white blood cell count to skyrocket. And part of the reason is, at least according to the study, is that most of those foods, meats that are consumed, have no enzymes. Therefore, an undigested food is seen by the body as a foreign or poisonous debris, if you will. So that white blood cell count skyrockets up there because it's saying there's something intruding in the body that is potentially very damaging. So when that same meal was consumed with supplemental enzymes, the white cell production count was reduced dramatically. And I can't remember those stats. I'm not going to even guess at it, but it was a pretty dramatic reduction when consumed with enzymes. So we know that enzymes, not only are they helping digest the food, but secondarily, it's helping with the immune system. It's causing the body to stay good and strong without causing that body to go into a fight or flight response. Then you have the probiotics and the prebiotics and all those things that are really needed to really thrive through the holiday season. And of course the heart health, and I just think that's a product that should be with anybody and everybody at all times, because the second you consume that piece of cake or that piece of pie or that whatever that dessert is that's high in sugar, high glycemic, the heart health is there specifically to assist in the digestion of the fats that are in there, but also, and often people forget this part, and I don't do a good job of probably marketing it, but the heart health is also used to help regulate blood sugar levels. It has the chelated chromium, it has the enzymes that break sugars down so it doesn't cause a spike in blood sugar level. It's used by hypo and hypoglycemics and diabetics and people like that. So when and if you eat those sugary or high glycemic fatty foods, take some heart health with it. Break those fats and sugars and things down. You'll notice such a big difference through the holiday season. I know you live on heart health a lot of times.
I do. I was just going to say, when I take my heart health, and I will take it before a cheat meal, but I also take the Core Health pack before a cheat meal as well. I use it before my workout sessions, and mind you, my stamina and high energy levels have increased because you took my blood that one day and you showed me how my cells were, you know, they weren't so terrible, but they were still stuck together. And once I started taking that heart health, bam, they separated. I got so much oxygen flow through my bloodstream that I went to go give blood. And I immediately passed out. And they asked me what in the world I was doing, and I explained it to them. And they said, you've got a lot of oxygen through your bloodstream. You're doing intervals. You've got this heart health. You can't give blood. You're in perfect condition. Health, but, you know, you'll pass out. So, but the heart health, I love the heart health. And I take it 3 times a day. I take 2 of them 3 times a day. And I always have my vitamins and everything laid out, ready to rock and roll. So that when I wake up in the morning, the first thing that I do is I take my heart health before my fasting cardio session. I take my heart health before my weight training session. And I take 2 of them before I go to bed at night. And I'm usually on an empty stomach when I take those because I'm always eating healthy through the day. So when it comes to my cheat meals, I make sure that I bring my heart health and I got my core health pack, and I'm golden.
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear that. And let me round out real quickly too the core greens, folks. For those of you that may not be familiar with that product yet, we launched that product 2 weeks ago tonight. And on that call, we launched it. Our core greens is a powder product. It's been asked for so long. And we were finally able to finalize what we launched 2 weeks ago. And it has been an absolute whirlwind to the point that we had to submit an emergency order, if you will, to be expedited out to fulfill the rest of the orders. The response was phenomenal. But we have 14 different alkalizing vegetables, if you will, in this product. So for those of you that don't eat vegetables, don't like vegetables, and or those that are just saying, you know, I understand the value of alkaline living. Drinking alkaline water is the most important, best thing you can do, but there is different alkalizing triggers by water, and there is also different alkalizing triggers that are triggered by nutrients. So this product, our core greens, was formulated specifically to address the alkalinization of the body. So you have the alfalfa and the wheatgrass and the spirulina and the sea kale, broccoli, cabbage. I mean, that list goes on and on, broccoli and dulse and all of those alkalizing greens. That is our newest product, and that's something that I think a lot of people have already started planning to use through the holidays to get those vegetables in early in the morning or early afternoon, so that when that meal, that Christmas meal or whatever it comes, you do have a good full blend of all the vitamins and minerals and greens and fiber and all of that that you really need to have for that. So with that launch of the core greens, folks, we also launched on that same night all of our holiday bundles, which you can find on our website. But those holiday bundles are only going to be available for another 5 or 6 days. If they're ordered in the next 2 days, we can make sure that you do get them by Christmas. And in each and every one of those bundles, there is one of our newest DVDs. It was launched last on that Tuesday night call as well. And this DVD, folks, was professionally created to address alkaline living. In fact, that's the name of the DVD, is Living Alkaline in an Acidic World. And I do the full ORP demonstration. I do the full pH demonstration with carbonated drinks and all of that, using the Kangen alkaline ionized water. But we also talk about the intro in the DVD is talking about why alkaline living is important to all of us. So it's a great marketing DVD for any and all of those customers of yours, or friends or family or potential customers that may ask you, you know, what's the whole deal with this alkaline thing that everyone's talking about? This really lays it out. Why do we need to live alkaline? How is it beneficial to live alkaline? Then I do the ORP and the demonstration and all of that. And then we also talk about the alkalizing benefits from not only the water, but also enzymes and alkalizing greens as well. And that DVD is in all of those bundles. It can also be purchased individually and as bundle sets, all of it there on the website. But folks, we as a company, I hope that you're getting that sense and that feeling that as a company, we are going more and more and more towards alkaline living, and that can best be accomplished by the alkaline water, enzymes and alkalizing green superfoods, and that's really what we're trying to provide. And Dennis actually talks about with the other things added in from exercise and fitness and a structured diet program and different things like that. I know that we can help people improve that quality of their life, and that's exactly what you do every day, actually.
I do my best, you know, I give what I can, and people out there, you know, they apply it or they don't, I really pray that they do. And one thing about me is that I research and apply, like I said, everything. And we all have different body types, and we're all going to respond differently to certain things. There are those people that we call hard gainers who just don't gain weight for the life of them. But the point is taking care of the inside of your body. That's what matters, because that's where your true health is. You know, and a lot of people don't realize there's certain like odors you emit when you sweat, or if you're just sitting around, when you fill your body with all these toxins, it's not attractive. You want to really, truly live very healthy lifestyle as much as you can. And, of course, you want to enjoy life. So just planning ahead and making sure that you just apply this as a lifestyle. It's not a diet or anything you need to follow. It's just a lifestyle. You know, there's certain things for everyone, and it's available to everybody, too. There's so much information out there. And don't be misguided, though, either. There are some things that are so far-fetched and ridiculous, I won't go there. But I'm always available to help answer questions and help anybody who is curious about it or has questions.
Well, Ashley, you've always been giving up your time and your knowledge. Folks, for those of you, if anybody has specific questions for Ashley, you can email us at info@corehealthproducts.com, and we can make sure and get those questions to her. Ashley, I know you have a blog site and things like that. Is there a site that you want to give everybody out that they can see some of your stuff other than all the stuff that you do on our site?
Yes, and just beware that I don't sugarcoat anything. it is my first and last name. It's Ashley McTucker. blogspot.com, and it's just Ashley, M as in mom, C-T-U-C-K-E-R, blogspot.com. So, and I also, that link I shared on my page as well, and I can email it to anybody who, you know, has questions. If you guys need it, just let me know, and I'd be more than willing to share it with them.
And again, you can email us if you need to get anything or questions to Ashley at info@corehealthproducts.com. So, Ashley, thank you so much for being on the call, taking your time tonight. I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas, and again, thanks for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Shannon, and you know, Liz and Chris, all of you, Merry Christmas, and it's an honor to always be on these calls. I truly, truly appreciate that you trust me enough to give my advice and insight, and thank you all for everything that you do.
Well, it's certainly our pleasure, and not only do we trust you enough, as all of you listeners heard, in our Core Health magazine that you can find on our website, as we continue to update and upgrade that, it will eventually be a very interactive magazine that is updated monthly or quarterly at first, but actually we'll have a blog series on there. She is our fitness expert, and we've researched and done background and everything else to know that she is one of the most respected in the industry, and we're honored to have you aboard and part of Core Health Products, Ashley.
Thank you so much, Shannon. It's an honor as well for me.
Well, with that, I want to invite everybody to check out our website, corehealthproducts.com. Follow us on Facebook. We do a lot of work on Facebook. Chris and Liz Bailey do a fantastic job of keeping everything updated there. So anybody that does anything on Facebook, if you're liking our page, you will always be updated with the new products, new research, speaking engagements, where we're doing events, things like that. And then, of course, that's on Facebook, / Core Health Products. In addition to that, I also do LinkedIn. I also do Twitter. So we hope to be able to communicate with all of you. Our holiday bundles, one last reminder, only available for about another five days or so. Those bundles are very deep discounts, And in each one of those bundles, you will get one of the free alkaline, living alkaline and acidic world. And that truly is one of the best marketing DVDs for sharing and showing someone what alkaline water is, how it works, and how it fits into the whole scheme of living an alkaline lifestyle. And that's really what all of our goals are. It is to fulfill that mission, which is providing people a true alkaline lifestyle. So, again, I thank you all for being on the call tonight. I thank you for being on the calls each and every time. As I said, we continue to get more and more and more people following and participating on these calls. So we're humbled. We're honored. Always feel free to give us any suggestions, good or bad, that we can change or make these calls better. You can always send that to us at info, at corehealthproducts.com. Thanks again, everybody. We wish you a very Merry Christmas on behalf of my family as well as our Core Health Products family. We hope that you have a great Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We look forward to jumping into 2014 with great health goals and improving the quality of life for everybody from that point forward as well. Thank you all again. Have a Merry Christmas and good night.